Special night this evening here with select alumni in the house for the Everett Silvertips and the Vancouver Giants. Additionally, it is toward the end of an odyssey with the schedule. 7 games in 9 days. It all wraps up this evening. The Tips and the Giants. To talk more about it now, Silvertips head coach Kevin Constantine. Kevin, first off, how does the mind and body feel toward the end of a stretch like this?
Well, it feels brutal because we've, you know, I mean, the wear and tear on the body, that's tough to go through 7 games in 9 nights. But so there's a little pain involved in that. But I would say that's 1/100th of what the pain would be when you don't win. Because really, it's not necessarily about the wins and losses. But, you know, you have to understand the history of the team. You have to understand the team was great 6 years of a dry spell, and the team has been good again. And the team is good again because they care about really excellence. And so they care about being the best they can be. They care about excellence. And every loss is kind of someone saying, you know, maybe you're not performing well or you're not excellent. And when you're striving so hard to be excellent, then that's painful. But we're okay with that pain because I've been in a lot of organizations that losing is such a commonality that losing doesn't even matter because it's just that's what's expected. Here it's not expected. We don't ever put up, hey, we have to finish with this record. We don't even have to say we have to win the U.S. division. We do say we've got to be as good as we can possibly be. And so that's what we're always chasing. And somehow when you're losing, it doesn't feel like you're doing that, and that's painful to people that care. But the fact everybody's pained and a little down and depressed, I like that because they care. And so, but last night was actually, some things that weren't going very well were really good in last night's game. Our spirit and our fight and our players' urge to stick up for each other and stand up for each other and really be a team and battle the battle as a group was impressive. So I think last night was a real positive step, to be honest with you. We still lost on the scoreboard, but in many, many ways had one of our better efforts, and that was our 6th game in 8 nights, and we still had a lot of energy in the game.
1 assist shy of a single game Silvertips record, at least tying it. That was Aaron Irving. How'd you like your leader, and how'd you like your D-man in last night's game?
I thought Aaron was really engaged in the game, in all parts of it, just totally involved from the competitive battle side, and it had some old school stuff in it. The game had some fights and some penalties and some brouhaha and some grabbing and shoving, and so he was engaged in that spirit of competitiveness. And I think he had 14 shots last night, so he's got a hard shot, and things are going to happen when he shoots it, and when he can find a way to be involved in the game enough to have 14 shots, something's going to happen from those. Last night was one of those nights where the puck bounced for him, and he got points from it. But, 3 to 8 weeks before a guy's comfortable, and he's not at 8 weeks with our program yet. So, but I think he's gaining ground in terms of learning and playing within what we're trying to do as a group.
Kevin, thank you. That sets the scene from downstairs. The Silvertips getting set for the 6th and final meeting with the Vancouver Giants. We'll come back in a moment. And you're listening to Sound Transit, Everett Silvertips Hockey on Fox Sports 1380 and FM 95.3.